There we go. It looks like we are ready. So, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Katie Kavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. We have a great topic that most of us tend to overlook when it comes to our manifestations and to making the changes in our lives that are going to push us forward in a really constructive way. And we hear all the time about your mental environment and how your mindset needs to be at the right place in order for you to move forward with what it is that you are creating in your life. But how often is it talked about the importance of your social environment and how being around the right people can make such a difference when it comes to either being able to manifest or not manifest, to change or not change, grow or not grow. So that is our topic today. So, Ralph, hello, welcome. So good to see you.
Hey, good to see you.
What are your thoughts, when we talk about being in the right environment for your growth and your success? What comes to mind when we think about the types of environment that are conducive to our growth and our success?
Well, the key thing there, there's a great movie out right now. If you haven't seen it, The Boys in the Boat. And it's about the University of Washington back in the 1930s during the Olympics, back in Berlin, and what happened. And it was the Great Depression, and there was so it's a great movie. And then the PBS documentary, The Boys of 36, you could watch that second is my recommendation, so you could get the full data because the full facts of that of what happened back then was even more amazing than the movie. And I think they did that because it's so unbelievable that if they would have put it in the movie, they would have thought, "Oh, Hollywood." But it's like it's even more amazing than the movie. But it's an amazing movie, and I won't spoil it. But the basic idea here that I've seen is, right now there's so many people that are suffering. There's many executives, many people that are out of work, and stuff that in jobs that looked like should be like forever kind of jobs and forever kind of situations and. And then some of the self-employed people are just having a really hard time. Some are thriving, but there's a lot of strange stuff going on right now, and you know the energetics of it. But it's what I'm finding is even with major hardships, and again, that movie shows a lot of that. There's a missing link that I think a lot of people are not realizing, and I feel it is the environment. It's like who we're around. Where we physically are and who we're around can make all the difference in the world. And what I've seen and what you've seen is even the long-standing generational problems. If there's like, well, this is how it happened. I know it's a problem. I've been in talk therapy, and it's because my dad did this, or my family's always had this kind of a thing, or I have this belief. And there's all sorts of stuff from ages ago of how you think and grow rich kind of ideas, and it's all true. But it's like there's so many people that aren't getting over this past, this generational thing, this early childhood thing that created beliefs. And one of the things I've found is it's about taking action and being around the right people. And even if you don't have all that inner stuff solved, if you have the right people around you and the right people, at least the key people that believe in you. And you can watch what they're doing to get what they want in life, and it all works together. The group can get you there, and that's what I think is the keyest part of the whole thing is who we're around. I think matters more than anything. And I want to shoot it back to you about like we have so much where we could connect in an instant with the internet, and you and I are doing way more in person. So what is your sense of like there's all this self-help and what the bleep and the secret and law of attraction and using mindset and think and grow rich. But it's like I'm seeing there's another part that's very, very, very important.
We can do all the mindset work in the world. I say this all the time too. We have to do the body set work. And, again, when we think about what is going to lead to our success with whatever it is that we're doing, we really have to get in tune with what we are bringing in to our own personal energy field. So that's like, what environment are you in? It's not just your mental environment and the thoughts that you think and, you know, the thinking part of the manifestation and changing your words to be constructive. That's only part of it. The body set work is another part of it, because again, if that energy is still in your body, you're still carrying that pattern. And then, you know, the environment has to support your growth. And, you know, the environment, it's who you're with. It's what you are seeing and experiencing in your reality. Where do you choose to go? What do you choose to listen to? How do you choose to spend your time? Who do you choose to spend your time with? And what are the values and beliefs of those people? Because if you're trying to change something about yourself and get yourself to another level, but the people around you do not support that change, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to actually physically make that change. And it comes down to the crabs in a bucket metaphor, where basically if you put a bunch of crabs in a bucket and one crab tries to escape, the rest of the crabs are going to pull that crab back down. The same thing happens with humans. So if, you know, for example, the very popular example, overeating. So if you're overeating and you do something about it and you want to make these changes, well, then you can't necessarily continue to hang out with people who all they do is eat. And also, you know, you can take into consideration being overweight. If you want to lose weight and, you know, the rest of your family or all of your friends are also overweight, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to achieve your goal, because it triggers something within the other people that maybe they don't want to recognize about themselves, and they resist that change. Therefore, they are also going to pull that to you, resisting your change. And you know, we have to sometimes think, well, what's more important, the people who I'm around or me? And when it comes down to it, when you choose yourself and you choose to make these changes, if the people that you are constantly around aren't supportive, then that means you have to go and find new people who are going to support you, because we have to not only lift ourselves up, but we need to be available to lift others up too, because that's part of what community is. And if your community is not supportive, then you don't have the ability to grow. Same thing with plants. You know, if you think about a garden, if your garden is surrounded with weeds, your plants are not going to grow. So the environment that you put yourself in is massively important, because what we're doing is we're learning from others, right? Everybody is a reflection. So when we're with people who are at higher levels than where we are, and this is something that one of my tap teachers told me, he said, always dance with people who are better than you. And I think, Ralph, you experience that too with your running. Yeah. And the reason why is because they reflect those qualities back to you. And it shows you that you can do what they do at their level, because you're working with
them. You're
them.
One of them. You become one of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the group, literally the group will get you there. Right? When you're hanging out with people who are doing what you want to do, you kind of by osmosis just kind of get pulled into it. And like unconsciously or subconsciously, you raise yourself up to be at that level. And there is so much power in just that one tiny switch of choosing to be with people who might intimidate you, but also who inspire and empower you. So, Ralph, I'm going to throw it back to you, because, you know, your firsthand experience with this in your running group, I would love to get your take on how the group got you there, and being in that kind of environment really pushed you to be at that next level for yourself.
Well, yeah, and I've told this story so many times, but I hope it doesn't get too old. But yeah, I'm you know, a runner, and I'll tell the part that I don't think I've told before. As my little boy goes through middle school and has dreams of being a great runner, and he is a great runner already. And it's one of the reasons we moved to Fairhaven here in Bellingham, because of the track and cross country culture here. They're state champions over and over again. And they have a system and a group, and they love running. And the good and good coaches and everything like that. And when I was growing up, I had a love of running, and I for some reason had a really cool political science teacher in 8th grade that said, "Hey, when you're a freshman, you should come out for cross country for running." He was the coach. So I came in, and he was a great guy, a great person to be around. So that was my environment. And I barely made the team, 7 out of 7. I was the 7th guy. But then it inspired me, and all summer long I ran 5 or 6 days a week, 6 miles a day, really slow, but it was my pace. And then I was tied with the first guy, Mike Martin, and we would trade the wins back and forth, and it was great. And so I had a great coach. And so then we moved back to Texas, and the coach was a sprinter coach. He had run sprints in college, and it was all about sprinting. And so they didn't have the correct training. So they had the system that wasn't right. And I would always show up at the beginning of the season with really good times. And by the middle end of the season, I was running 20, 30 seconds a mile slower over and over again every year. Start the season really well and then just kind of not do it. And it was because I was around the wrong system, the wrong people. It was like I was getting the wrong data. I wanted it really bad. I trained really hard. And part of it was I trained too hard, but I had the wrong system. Then I went to college, and I somehow made the cross country team, sort of made the track team, got to run with them some. Texas A&M, go Aggies. And my coach was better, but still he was a sprinter. He was a 400 meter guy, big, we had 400 meter, 800 guys, sprinters at Texas A&M. We were known for sprinting. And I got somewhat better, but not. It was like missing, and I could tell because I was reading and talking to people. Oh, we're missing a certain component. So then, after college, I got out of PT school, physical therapy school, and in San Diego, and I found a good coach. And he had run for Nike, and he knew how to train, and he had the right group, and we had a great group. And some Olympians and world-class guys and world record holders were part of the group. And now I was in a group of people that knew what to do. And they also were around each other. And I remember one of the runs, I fell. It was so fast, it was so hard. And my coach told me he said, "Ralphie, you just keep coming out and you'll be the boss of this group." I never made it to the Olympics or anything, but I got all my best times at that point on. And I had him as a great coach and another great coach. And in my 30s is when I ran all my best times. And so and the difference was who was telling me the premise of like, here's this training system, and here's the group that's already done this and has and here's just plug in and just do this work. And I loved it. I became one of them. It was like it wasn't hard work to show up and go do it because it was just so fun. I was one of them. So that's been my experience. Like who you're around and who you're listening to and what you believe is so important. But if I try to do that by myself, and especially if I
Yeah,
try to do that
because
with
the
people that
support
didn't
that
have the
isn't
data
there.
or the wrong group, it's like later on, I kind of finished out my super competitive days, and I kind of hooked in with a friend of mine and another running group. They liked to run and they were serious about it, but they were pretty much joggers, even though they wanted good times. And I realized they didn't know what we knew. Like they didn't know the depths of the pain that you go through in an all-out race. They thought they were running all out, but you've watched them finish. It's like, oh, you guys don't know what these Olympian guys know. It's totally different in how you approach pain and that feeling of absolute discomfort in a race. And they just weren't used to it, and nobody was doing it. And it's like, oh my goodness. So different group. I still had a great time at that point. It was after my super competitive days, but yeah, the group is so important. Who you're around.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. And again, it all comes back to that learning and being open to receive that knowledge, that new knowledge that other people have. It's also a humbling too when you come in and you're full of knowledge, but then you realize you don't know anything. And it's gratifying, I think, to find people who know more than you, who are willing to share. And again, as part of the service of being human and giving back, you can give this knowledge to others. And I think that's so important when it comes to your social environment. What kind of knowledge are you receiving? What's seeping in subconsciously or unconsciously that's available to help you construct what comes next for you in a really, really powerful way. And sometimes, again, you hear a little golden nugget, or you have an experience that you're like, oh, I'm never going to forget this. This was like what exactly what I needed to open me up to this new thing or opportunity, or this was the perfect interaction to lead me to my dream job, or my next relationship or my home or whatever it could be. So being around the people who share the same types of values, the same types of beliefs, who are working towards the same sort of thing can absolutely build you this energetic support system that just keeps expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding. And really, what we're looking for is to be with those people who are open-minded, who believe that anything is possible, who are willing to do the work, who have done the work, who have done the research, but are still willing to learn. It's those people who have so much knowledge, but they're always going to be lifelong students. It's, the people who, again, who want this information to go out in the world, so they're willing to share it, and who offer no judgment between, oh, you're at this level and I'm at this level. It's no, well, how can we work together to bring you up to this level? And also, maybe what information do you have at, say, like a beginner level that I need to go back to in order to strengthen my master skills? I tell this to my tap dance students all the time. If you're an advanced student, you need to go take beginner classes again because you see it from a completely different viewpoint. And you actually can learn so much more information coming back to a beginner level than you could learn, again, taking five advanced classes. So it's all about perception as well. And again, being open to learning something new and to be willing also to put yourself out there in something that makes you uncomfortable. Because if we don't have that discomfort, we're not going to grow. And again, as we said, like the fastest way to grow is to get with those people who are already doing what you want to do and, become one of them. And you learn so much. There's so much value from creating your own specific group of people who are, again, aligned with what it is that you want to see in the future, and that they're already working towards it. So, thinking about too, well, what kind of value do you bring to the group? What kind of ideas can you bring? What sort of actions could you take as well to up your social environment? Like, how are you showing up? And is that, again, is that conducive? Is that aligned with who you truly want to be? Because law of attraction, we attract what we put out. So if we're putting out mediocrity, guess what? Those are the kind of people that are going to show up in our lives. So there is something to be said, obviously, about doing the mindset work, doing the body set work, so that you're not carrying around the vibrations that you don't want. And then really just embodying, who do I want to be? And then show up as that person as much as you can so that you will attract those types of people into your life. So then you can start creating your community of supporters. And I think that's just a nice, easy framework, even though, it sounds simple, which it is, but it does require work and it does require you getting very honest with yourself. But that's what people like me and Ralph are here for, to point you in the direction of yourself, to show you exactly what might be standing in the way of you opening up to your highest potential so that you can attract exactly what you want into your life. So I think that moving forward, ask yourself, and again, this is the perfect time for change. We are in the middle of a big purge. So what in your social environment needs to go? Who in your social environment might not be supporting you in the way that you need? And is it really necessary for you to hold on to those types of relationships in the way that you've been holding on to them? So again, it's not like dropping somebody like they're hot. It's just maybe you might need some distance from those people who are not ready to support a new version of you. So that's pretty much all I've got on
It's
this,
really
even though I could
awesome.
go on and on and on and on. But
Well,
Ralph, do you have anything,
yeah,
anything
closing
else to
remarks.
add?
Basically, one thing that came to mind as you were talking was, and I do think this is really key. It'd be wonderful to do for those that want to do it is to sit in some silence or go for a walk or go for a run or bike ride or whatever you do when your mind has a little space and just see what kind of life you want and who you would want to surround yourself with, who you would want to be with, because it really does matter who you're around. And then the thing that can come up is if it makes you nervous or stressed out to be around a certain type of person. Like if being around rich people makes you not feel as good as being around people that don't have money, or relationships, or if it makes you uncomfortable, the thought of not being around your people and having a different set of people, then there's stuff to work on in here. And then the other part that we didn't even talk about was the house. So it's quite interesting if you have physical conditions that are limiting you. Like if your rib cage is just so tight, you can have a lot of stuff in here in your heart, love and hate and joy and despair. It's like those things live in the heart and the lungs. And if physically your body has some restrictions, it's hard to be around people that are like this. It doesn't feel so good. So you can do this inner work and clear that. And it's good to have a way to actually fix up the physical body, the house. Because if the house is open and there's room for the heart and room for the lungs, that's why, you're a dancer. I do all of the structural work to help people heal the house. If you have more space in that body, you have more ability to be at your highest level. It's kind of like a race car. We can do all the training of the driver and change their mindset, and we could put really good fuel in the car. But if the car's alignment is all out of whack, we might want to fix the alignment. So my other piece to that is like, let's get the physical body really, really, really well. And then if there's any inner pain about being around rich people, powerful people, important people, people that have been, being in those kind of groups, then it's time for Katie to go to work and in our group. So I put links below for our group, and we have multiple groups in person in West Hartford, Connecticut, and I've got the West Coast, Bellingham, Washington, and online. But reach out to us. I've got links for Katie and me, and we can contact you, ch chat with you, and let you know where what we see that's in your way. Because it's but yeah, I'm just so glad we're here. I'm glad I have my group. I'm glad you're here, Katie. And I'm glad our people are here, because the group will get you there. That's my experience.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. So if you also think that the group can get you there, hook up with us, shoot us an email, send us a message, leave a comment below. Let us know what has been most valuable for you today. It's always a pleasure to be able to come on and to share our thoughts and our knowledge with you. So thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you, and we will see you next time.
All right. Bye, Katie. Bye, everybody.